This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today and tomorrow we'll be listening to Mendelssohn's Sixth String Quartet. Mendelssohn titled this quartet Requiem for Fanny, his older sister whose death inspired the piece. Fanny and Felix were very close growing up, and both were known as child prodigies. In some ways, Fanny was the only person who could really understand what Felix went through as a kid, because she went through the same rigorous lessons, performed for the same famous musicians and nobles. But Fanny was a girl, and that meant that once she grew up, she would be expected to leave music behind and marry a suitable husband. Her father even told her when she was 15 that, quote, "music will perhaps become Felix's profession, but for you it can and must only be an ornament." Felix did arrange for some of Fanny's compositions to be published under his name, but even then, he didn't feel it was entirely proper for a woman to be a composer. He did, however, seek out her advice when it came to his own composing, and their letters back and forth show us that he valued her input immensely, and the two siblings were very close. So it's not a surprise that Felix was distraught at her death. She was his sister. She was actually rehearsing one of his pieces when she had a stroke at the age of 42 and died shortly thereafter. But there's something else that might have been bothering Felix beyond the death of his beloved sister. Like I said, she died of a stroke fairly young, and so did both of their parents, so did their grandfather. And a few months after Fanny died, Felix would succumb to the same symptoms. So in his sister's death, Felix could also have seen his own mortality. So in his sister's death, Felix could also have seen his own mortality. And it's that combination of grief and fear and rage that makes this string quartet so unique. Mendelssohn was not known for being a wildly emotional guy in either his music or his personal life. But after Fanny died, his friends noted that he seemed severely depressed, unable to conduct or play or do anything, really. And the first movement of this piece shows another side, anger. It starts out with a furious and unsettling theme, with the lower instruments providing a shivering foundation and the violins twisting around each other. Even in the more tender second theme, there's a sense of tension building up. And there's no release of that tension until the end of the movement, which feels more like someone just throwing up their hands in despair than any sort of neat conclusion. And the second movement continues in much the same vein, not a nice, light scherzo like Mendelssohn often wrote, but a fierce, agitated movement. Again, even the more tender middle section is unsettling, and there's no satisfying conclusion to any of it. Here's the Muse Open String Quartet with the first and second movements of Mendelssohn's Sixth String Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back in March, when we listened to Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony, we talked about that name and whether or not the symphony itself was actually fully inspired by Scotland or just bits and pieces here and there. I don't think there's the same question for this that he titled Requiem for Fanny. It's very distraught over the death of his beloved sister, and it shows throughout those two movements. Thanks to the Muse Open String Quartet for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be listening to the third and fourth movements of Mendelssohn's Sixth String Quartet. We'll see you then.